tells us an incredible parasha, the parasha of Pesach Sheni. The parasha of Pesach Sheni, Veda B'Shem Moshe B'Shem Asinu 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 V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Saposach V'Moyadoi. So Rashi says, this parasha, sometimes the Torah will write in a way that's the muktam, the mochah before the muktam. Why did the Torah start off with this parasha attack that took place earlier? They weren't makiv, only this Pesach, the first Pesach, was genusim shal Yisrael. So the question is, why is it only genusim shal Yisrael? It's genus. It's only genus. It's not a nice thing. It's a lowly thing. Not a proper thing. Are they chayiv or they're not chayiv? But the chayiv is a terrible thing. The chayiv kar, it's genus and shal Yisrael. It's mashma that it's a maila, but it's the choyer mashma from Rashi. It's genus and shal Yisrael. The style of the spirit is the whole shtick of why it could be they weren't mamish chayiv in it. But about the choyer, they could have been makriv it. So we have to understand what the Yisrael over here is. Secondly, we find very interesting the scene of Pesach Sheni. I don't know about you, but we don't find such a thing. Anybody who has a new Chag that's starting out, Sukkah Sheni, it's called. It's in Cheshvan. If you missed out on Sukkah Rishon, you do Sukkah Sheni. In the middle of Cheshvan, you go and build a Sukkah in the backyard. It's better have a rain, it's a rainy season. Sukkah Sheni, a month later. What's the pshat of the whole of Pesach Sheni? But it's so interesting that the Torah was mechadish and of Pesach Sheni. But it's even more astonishing is L'maisa, it seems to the parashiyas that the MS Pesach Sheni, you have to go into the old, but Pesach Sheni is so interesting how it came about, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. It's not like that Be'etzim there was already a command given over the Chor originally the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. From the Pesukim is Mashva, it's all seen in the Rishoyim. But from the Pesukim is the Mashva, the Pesach Sheni came about because of Yidin. They were Yidin Hayu to Mam and Nevesh Adam. Maran Sukkah says, why they were Tameh, whatever they were Tameh. And all of a sudden, they couldn't do the Pesach, Rishoy. So they came with a Taina. Lomani Gora. Why should I be worse? Lomani Gora. Why should I be worse? What do you mean, why should be worse? The Tameh. The person's Tameh can't do the Begar Pesach. What's the pshat? What's the Tainer, by saying? So the Bereshim tells Moshe, they really want it. They really want Pesach Sheni. So we'll make a new thing. Pesach Sheni. New mitzvah called Pesach Sheni, which is so interesting. It's not like Pesach Rishon, you're allowed to have chametz in your house, but just that we could be makom carbon Pesach, they should. A very, very interesting thing of this. Klal Yisrael were mitzvah, people were felt, why should we be missing out? And the question, why are you missing out? So at the end of the day, so you're missing out. So you're missing out because the good reason you're missing out. So, too bad. Try your luck next year. You missed out. Lo, Lamani Gara, why should we miss out this mitzvah? I mean, there's many mitzvahs. Lamani Gara, okay, we'll give him a second chance with Pesach. Pesach Sheni, new chiddush. And the third interesting zach of Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Yisrael, is The Torah says in a positive face of Shani, Moshe Rabbeinu says over the whole mitzvah, and then the pasuk ends off. If you have a ger amongst you, but also Pesach Hashem, he has to do the korban Pesach. Can you ask him? Who can ask the other ger? Oh. So Rashi says, what's the Torah telling you? He's a ger. He's hiding all mitzvahs. Says Rashi, the puzzle is coming of Murray the Gechiz, based on a Samaritan psalm, it's not a given secret. Yochu Kom is Gayer. We would think that the day after the guy came out of the mikveh, Leroy, he decides to become a Jew. He worked in a yeshiva, a good yeshiva in Brooklyn, and he had, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva over there, they had been on the Chaveri Shmuzin, and everybody used to smile at Leroy. So Leroy, he got a good feeling. He's a good feeling to be a Jew. I've been black, and all my life I've been second class. And in that synagogue, they treat me like a person. They smile, and then I show my big white teeth also. They smile at me, and I smile. I show them my white teeth also. And Leroy decides, that's it. I want to become Baruch Williams. Change his second name also. Anyway, can't change the code. But anyway, he wants to change. So Baruch, he changes. They go. He comes to a Beis Din. He comes to a Choshev Beis Din. The Beis Din says, you got to be toive. They push him away. He comes to the Beis Din. He comes to the Beis Din, the Beis Din pushes away, and finally the Beis Din says, yeah, he still goes, he says, I'm taking on all those mitzvot, all those, we're the phylacteries. Anyway, so Kitzabar goes and he goes in front of the Beis Din, he dunks into the mikveh, says Chazal, we would have thought that he gets out of the mikveh, here he is, now he's Baruch. Go right, what's the first thing I have to do right now? Go right ahead and get a sheep. You gotta go slaughter a sheep right this minute. Why? Because you just became a ger and the first thing you gotta do is Pesach. Pesach, I don't know, they taught me those mitzvos, that's around, you know, April time. We're in the middle of the winter here. It's snow outside. What is this sheep stuff? No, we would think, says the Torah, he has to go right and do a Korban Pesach. What's that? It's the Korban Pesach. So, Kamash Molon, the Pasik, Talmud Loima, Chuka Achas, special Gzeres HaKosov, unbelievable Zahar. Gzeres HaKosov, that he has to Chuka Achas, he has to do it together with everybody, and they do it on Pesach. But there's a Havamina, the Torah has to come, write a special Pasik, to take us out of the feeling that this guy goes into the Korban Pesach. What's the Pesach? The Torah of a Gevaldik, he saw that we have to be Mechazikin. And he asked another question. I saw this week, I was just opening up the Drash Moshe, and I saw that Moshe discusses the Shaila, he has a Mahalach, in the first Rashi in Chumash. Everybody knows at least that, right? Everybody starts from a Shrashi, they get maybe to that first Rashi, a little bit further, maybe they get through Brachos, to the Lucky, and Mitzvah Hashem next year we'll do Shnai Mikra again. But the first Rashi, everybody, one of the first Rashi, you know, Rashi asked the most unbelievable question. Says Rashi, why does the Torah start off with Brachos? Why do we start with Brachos? So what's Rashi's question? Everybody says we should have started off with the first Mitzvah, but what's Shnai the question? What do you mean start off with the first? Why start off with the first mitzvah? Well, no, Brachos is very geschmack Brachos. What's what? Brachos has all the stories, this. What's the kash of Rashi based on? Says this is the Chamin. This goes into a whole Yisoy, the verse that we always say. Everybody has to know what the word Torah means. Right? Torah is good. You sing the song, you have to know what Torah means. You sing the song, Torah is good, you have to know what the word Torah means. Right? We say, always say, the marshal guy's on the plane, she was the guy, he's sitting next to Gary, back to that 3 weeks ago, Shmuel sitting next to that big This time it's a, you know, a Yifim, you know, Wakefield, Texas, sitting next to this community from Wakefield, and this Wakefield is a very prestigious. He's not a Lesnick was a from Balabas. This guy he says he's Jewish. I don't know, his great-great-grand, but he says he's Jewish. He lights every year the Hanukkah menorah on top of his Christmas tree. And he has a menorah that sings. But anyway, that's his menorah, but he knows a little about Judaism. So anyway, he comes over to you and you sing on the plane. He's standing without a skull cap and you're singing, a guy comes on the plane, Shivish Bocha. At the Avrech from 3 weeks ago, the Bocha, and he comes on the plane, and he's there with his Gemara, chuckling already. This guy, he said, uh-oh, we're in for a ride, the guy from Wakefield, because there's going to be this guy's already chuckling, on the plane. I always see this guy chuckling and watching the movies, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, but the kid says, so he's chuckling, and he has his Gemara, and the guy says, they take a break for a little bit, he said, oh, how are you doing, sir? Because he heard from his Rebbe, to try to makar people on the plane. Not everybody does that. But anyway, Bekitza, so depends who's sitting next to you. But anyway, Bekitza, but he heard that he should be makariv. So anyway, so he's, they're talking, they start to have a conversation. And this Mr. Bill says, hi, my name's Bill. Bill Weinstein from Wakefield. I attend the local Reform Synagogue. Yeah. My Rabbi Shirley gave a good drusha last week. Anyway, so he turns it, but he knows basically nothing from nothing. And he's telling a little about his life, how he grew up and this. And then he says, what do you do? Uh-oh. I'm mamish, what's that, mamish? He starts to talk to the yeshiva shaloshin. I mamish learned Torah in the yeshiva. So what's a yeshiva? Okay, that's that he can explain. Mamish, he can't, he's still trying to figure out what to say. But he said, you don't have to know mamish. It doesn't stare to the Havana Sa'inyan. But anyway, but he says, so what is the word Torah mean? What do you mean Torah? I heard there's a Torah school. What do you mean by you learn Torah? You learn Torah. And anyway, a few times I attended the synagogue. I don't know what that means. You learn Torah. You take out the Torah scroll. What do? You learn Torah. No, we learn Torah. Can you explain what the word Torah, what does that word Torah mean? So he said, like Torah. No, explain to you. What does it mean? Can you explain it? What does Torah mean? So Elmai said, once went around, Elmai said, yeah, and asked guys, we're learning Torah for how many years? And many people can't tell me what the word Torah means. So you say, what's the nafka mina, Rabbi? I'm learning Torah. What's the difference? The difference is, because it's a tremendous difference that if a guy knows what he's doing, so then he has much more cheshek for it, because he understands what he's trying to accomplish when he comes to a yeshiva. So one of the words is like four or five words that I have that people don't have a translator. We speak about a common problem. But the word Torah is one of the words. And the word Torah means, this is from the Sichon Bamis. The word Torah means, as I say, which is so important, the word Torah means to instruct. And the pshat, we're in a yeshiva to get instructions on how to live a successful life. Because that's the version gave the Torah. He created the world and he gave an instruction book how to be successful. So the word Torah means I'm in the yeshiva to learn because God created the world. And if the Creator knows how to be, have a successful life and a happy life. He created it. There can't be any other way to have a successful life if he created the world and he gives the instruction booklet how to live in this world. So there can't be another way. So the Shram says, like you want to battle the Yetzirah. So the Shram says, you know what? I'm going to use this new potent to battle the Yetzirah. It's called a club. I'm going to beat up Yetzirah. I'm going to beat him up. My good friend Yetzi, I'll beat him up. So the Shemesh says, it's like a doctor prescribes for you a certain potion for a certain sickness. He gives you a certain potion, you have this, a strap, whatever you have. He says, you have to take this medication. So the guy says, well, I'll maybe eat, drink some cranberry juice. It might help to take care of your constipation, but you're not going to get healed. You got to take the prescription. The Baruch Hu created the world. The only way to battle the Yetzer Hara is with Torah. That's what the Mesillas Shalom speaks out. And the same thing with the Baruch Hu created the world, the way to have a successful life. That's what he gave the Torah. You want to go through life and have a successful life in Olam Hazeh, what's from Olam Haba, is Torah. Torah is the instruction book on how to live a successful life. That's what Torah is. So fret, Rashi, Imke, so we should have started off with the mitzvahs. What is Torah, the mitzvahs? What is all the storybook for the Baruch Hu Bereishis? So yes, Rashi. That's Kavonis Rashi for the Simchas Chaim. That Torah should have started with the first mitzvah, because Torah's instructions. Give me the instructions. That's Rashi. And for Rashi, that we have to know who created the world, because Hashem, we're going to have Eretz Yisrael, and if we get Eretz Yisrael, how are they going to tell you stole it? So Hashem created the world and gave it to Yashmeir of Ayesham Barash. Rabban has a different pshat. But Moshe says pshat to answer this question. She has all the pshat and gracious broad. He says the pshat is that if you don't have a muna, if you don't have a muna in the very oilam, so all the learning Torah is not going to be worth anything. You got to have a muna that there's a very oilam. You have a muna that the Baruch Hashem, it's his world. Then you can create, then you could learn the Torah. That's what Moshe Mahalach, Ayin Shem and Rashi Rosh. But I was thinking of maybe a different Mahalach, which answered this kasha also, but he said, helped us answer this kasha, which is such an important yisoid for all of us to know. This. And that yisoid is Rabbi Yisad. Gracious, Boro Elikim, as a Shomayim, as a Oretz. Gracious, Chazal say, Gracious, Bishvil Yisroel, Bishvil HaTorah. But Bishvil Yisroel, Bishvil HaTorah, we gave a shmuz. That's a different shmuz. But the whole world's created for Torah. I want to talk about the different show. Bishvil Yisroel. That the world, the Baruch Hashem created the world, the Baisai, for Klal Yisroel. The entire world. Everything in the world. Everything that's out there, Baisai. The Baruch Hashem created it for us. That everything in the world should be able to hear the Mishamish us. Like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says that a person is mechuyev to say, Chayev Adam Loimar, Bishvili Nivra Hod Hoilo. Veficho Kol Echavel Chayev Loimar, Bishvili Nivra Hoilo. That for me the world was created. When a person goes and he has a banana or whatever it is, he has to say that this banana, that the farmers put the seed in the ground and he watered the garka. From then, that banana, from the beginning of its time, creation, Bishvili, the version created for me. What's the tachlis of knowing Bishvili Nivra Olam? I think there's a big yisoid. I think there's the yisoid of understanding this word of Yisrael. That the Rebbeinu created the world for Yisrael is yisoid. For just like a Moshe says, that if you don't know there's a Muna Bashem, if you don't have this feeling of a Muna Bashem, so Meila, the Yisoid of Mitzvah is a different ghetto altogether. I think there's another Yisoid over here, Boy Sam. That Bereishis Barley Kimas Shamay Ves Aret Bishvil Yisrael Bishvil Torah, that a person has to realize that the Bereishon created the world for him, that the Bereishon loves each individual with a specific and a hashlocha pratis love for that individual that's not shayach to mishayach mitayach boysam. That the Ribbono Shlom's ava for every creation, but especially Bishvil Yisrael, the love that Ribbono Shlom has for Yisrael is out of not shayach and not able to mitayach. And the Ribbono Shlom wants us to know that. That he loves us. Chayim Adam Loima Bishvili Nivra Olam. That when you eat a banana and you make a bracha. Did I make a bracha yet? I'm not sure. Half the banana is gone. Yeah, but it could be my friend grabbed. I'm not sure I made a bracha. Did I make a bracha on my tefillin today? One second. Oh yeah, I think so. A guy makes a bracha. What's the sort of a bracha, Rabbi Yisai? the before he says that he's thanking Hashem because this Bishvili, the Bereshit loves me so much. He gave me health, he gave me a little happiness, he gave me this, he gave me food, he gave me this, he gave me. The person has to feel the Bereshit loves him. You look so many times, Hashem Oyev Sadiq, you go through the Siddur. When someone says, you look every five pages in the Siddur, there's something about Hashem's love for us. That's the Hashkofa of the Yid, brother. You have to speak and think about it. You're walking down the street, you have to think, right now, the Bereshit loves me. He loves me, not loves Klal Yisrael, that's true. But he loves Reb Yisrael, not just Klal Yisrael. He loves me as an individual. He cares about me. He cares what's going on in my life. He mamish cares. And if I'm going through a hard time, the Bereshit is there. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a person is going through a hard time. Hashem says that he has a headache. Hashem says, Kalani Miroishi, my head also hurts. The Bereshit is empathizing. And Sipa Ula, if his arm hurts, he says, Kalani Miroishi. Bereshit says, I'm going through that pain with you. The Bereshit loves us with the ultimate love. Avas Oilom. Avtiv. That's the Yisoid of Oisai they have to know before mitzvahs. Because a person goes into mitzvahs without understanding that's coming from a love. It's a terrible hashkafah that we came out, we started doing mitzvahs. This should have been the first thing ingrained to every guy in first grade. We're starting to learn the mitzvahs. The 613, this little kid, 7 years old. Okay, what do you have to do now? Well, you learn the mitzvahs. The 613 things Hashem wants to do it. Is that it? My mommy only makes me do 7 things. By the time you're 13, you're going to have makabel, the oil of all the mitzvot. How many is it? 47? 72? 138? 613 mitzvahs. But that's just not mitzvahs, but it's that. Every mitzvah has prate, prate. The Gilma Magoin says, on the night of Pesach, that's the night of, we're free people. What do people do when they're free, Rabbi Sai? Gulp it down. Get drunk. New Year's. What is it in America? Independence Day, July 4th weekend, the day we got our independence. Drunk in the street. What do we do on our Independence Day? The Goyim counted 64 mitzvahs on that night, Rabbi Sai. 64. Just on that night, the Rabbonins and the Raises, up to 64. Sounds like a real free night. The Bernstein gave so many mitzvahs. It's a scare. It's a scare. It's a scare. I always talk about the hashkafa, how we learned about Hilchos Shabbos when we were kids. We all know how we learned it. That's why we love Shabbos. Oh no. What was Shabbos by us? You're 5, 6 years old. Don't touch that! Okay. Sorry. Muksa! Okay. Sorry. Don't go near that. Bishol! Okay. I'm not going in the kitchen. I'm out of the kitchen. I'm not going the side. There was muksa there. What are you doing on the floor? Boine! Soyser! Ah! Tie me up! Koisher! What do we think Shilchos Shabbos is? A bunch of don'ts, right? That's what everybody knows. So who wants to keep Shabbos? It's all about don'ts. That's the Hashkafa. But I always say we have to go back, what's the purpose? If you understood, if you explained, that just not don't touch. What the thing is that you should know what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day where we're going into the Cheder Yichud with Hashem. It's a day when you, Klal Yisrael, and the Bereshit have the Ravin, the highest form of connection. we're getting close with the Eibishter, like a man and a woman getting together. They're close, as the Chazals describe it. Shabbos is mamish, the highest form of connection. So Hashem doesn't want us to be distracted. It's not a bunch of don'ts. That's not the end in itself. The person doesn't want to be distracted. We're going to be busy with this, we're busy with that, busy with this. Our mind's going to be on something else. We know what it is to try to talk to someone when your mind's all over the place. When your mind's with your phones, you can't have a conversation. What's the yisod? The yisod of everything your body's like is connecting with the Baruch Hu. And the same way, we have to realize that the chinuch to mitzvahs, every person kid should be brought over and say, the Baruch Shem loves you. Give him a big hug. Just time hug. There's a little bit. The Baruch Shem loves you. He loves you to bits. And he wants you to be successful. That's why he gave us these mitzvahs. We're going to be successful. And because he loves us. Abbas Oilam Avtich, he loves us. And therefore the Baruch Shem gave us the Torah. What does it say? We say in Ma'ariv. Abbas Oilam, Hashem loves the ultimate love. The ultimate love. Right? What's the lush we say? When you say it last. Avon Beso Amcho Hofto. I love you, my nation, Klal Yisrael. Love, real love. Not this fake love shmov stuff. There's a verse I'm talking. And therefore, Toiru Mitzvah Shlomish Mav Sonali Mahita. Because I love you to bits. That's why I gave you all these mitzvahs. Because this is how we're going to create a bond between us. This is how you're going to be having a successful life. And therefore the Goyen says, therefore when a person hears this, he goes crazy. Because he realizes the Baruch Hashem is the Almighty, All-Powerful. And he loves us to bits, and he can give us anything. Guess of his all, but he gave us Torah. Therefore a person realizes this, the Almighty, All-Powerful God who loves us to bits, and can give us anything to make us happy. He gave us Tavka Torah Mitzvahs. Al-Kayim B'Shoch Fedev Gwena. My smart is going out of me. I'm not stopping to learn. I'm not stopping to get a connection with Torah. Al-Kayim Hashem Al-Kayim B'Shoch Fedev Masiyah B'Shoch Fedev. Vinismach with him, Sarah Zeva! Oh no, Ma'ariv. Oh no, here is Lena again. Shabbos again. Wasn't he here yesterday? Oh no, the Rosh is coming. Time to learn. Oh no, Rosh Hashanah is coming. So many long time in the shul, sitting there. Oh no, Yom Kippur! Fasting, sitting in shul 20 hours, pounding your chest, beating yourself up, no eating, sleep, nothing. What kind of this? What's going on here? And then finally, we finish Yom Kippur. We want to relax. Get in the booth. Get out to the booth. Outside. Get out of your house. You've been kicked out for the weekend. Get out there. Cold, you have a hetev, it's time. That's it. What's going on? If you don't start with the understanding that Baruch Hashem loves you, it's going to look difficult. But then you look, understand the mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs are given for the purpose to continue. Okay, nismach with the mitzvah. L'olam v'olam, I'll be happy with your mitzvahs. These are one of the kind rabbis say. Pesach. What is the one mitzvah that really brings out this place? We said over from the Bavitchival last time we said, why is two names of Pesach? We call it Chag HaMatzos, we call it Pesach. What does Hashem call it? Chag HaMatzos, the Torah. Why the two names? Says the Bavitchival on the side of the Mishnayos. We call it Pesach because we are in a love story with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love Him. And we realize how much He loves us. And therefore, His love was expressed. How? Pesach. He skipped over the Baruch Hashem Himself. We don't find by any of the markers. Hashem came down, Him Himself, separated, and chose us between the other nations and showed His specific love for us. There was no other time the Baruch Hashem b'chvoido v'atzmoy in a mitzvah showed that you are the one I want. You're the one I desire. That's called Pesach. Matzos is what we did for the version, therefore Hashem writes about our greatness because it's a love story. That's what we wear tefillin. We talk about Hashem. Hashem wears tefillin, says the Gemara in Brachos 6a. He also talks about us in his tefillin. It's a love story. But how do we realize that Hashem loves us? How does the story apply? Pesach. That's not dumb to everything. And therefore, Ger, when he's first misguided, we tell him, Leroy, Baruch, alias Leroy, get in the mikvah. And as soon as you get out of there, come up and on a towel, and come shecht with the towel on, your korban Pesach. Because before you start all the mitzvahs today, before you're going to start to put on tefillin and put all the mitzvahs, you got it ingrained in you. Baruch Shalom loves you, Leroy. You've been a Jew. He loves you. You say, speaking in your language. You've been a Jew. He loves you. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, that's why they came and said, what are we in Lomani Gora? How can we miss out this mitzvah of ingraining in us the love of Hashem? It's going to destroy our whole year. This is the mitzvah that ingrains within us. Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem loves us. It's not dumb to all the mitzvahs. So there was that Lomani Gora. How could it be? If we're not going to have this, it's not going to be a pet down the whole. It says Hashem, I'm going to chalash a new din. In the middle of the year. Get out those matzahs again! I had enough with the dentist after last Pesach. Pesach Sheni! Huh? It's ear now. My mama cleaned already. What's Pesach Sheni? Yeah. Give him another chance. Because this thing is so important. And that's why it's Genusan Sheni Svar. Because since it's such an inyan of Avra, Chayisol should have, even if they were potter, they should have missed Asik in the midbar if they had a territory why they couldn't do it. Because it's a gnus, because they should have shown that Avra. But this is the Yisoid Rabbi Yisai. Yisoid God Rabbi Yisai. Everybody wakes up in the morning. What's the first thing we think of when we wake up in the morning, Rabbi Yisai? What's the first thing we're thinking? We better hurry up, it's almost Mantvila. But after that, Rabbi Yisai, what's the next thing we think? The Rosh is going to be mad at me. It's again the 37th day in a row that I slept late. But what are we thinking about after that? What am I eating for breakfast today? And after that, what's the first thought that every Yid has to come into his mind? Yishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The Baruch Shalom, you're a Yid. The Baruch Shalom loves you to bits, Rabbi Yisai. The first thing everybody should do in the morning, Rabbi Yisai, watch it carefully. You should go like this. And hug yourself. Ki'ilu, the Baruch Hashem's hugging you. Because that's what's going on, Rabbi Yisai. You woke up, Baruch Hashem gave back your neshama. You love, he's telling you, I love you, I care about you, I trust in you, I believe in you. Go accomplish your mission this morning. The first thought you have to think in the morning, the Ibrahim Shalom loves me. That's the beginning of our day, and that's Pesach. We should be Zoych of Ezah Shalom. Now we should work on this thing, you know, thinking about it. We go on the street, we can talk and think about it. It's one of the mitzvahs is the thing of Abbas Hashem. We love Hashem, but to love Hashem, you have to realize Hashem loves you. We should think about times in the day, Rabbi, that could get us through nisyonos, difficult situations, to think that Ibrahim Shalom loves us. Everybody sings, after Shia, Otcha, I want to change the nigga. Yanko Fefer Kon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hev Otcha. You say your name. Whatever your name is, Hashem loves us, really, and He cares what's going on, Pratis in our life. That gives us chizit to have a great day. And that is the realization that when I come to a mitzvah, say, Hashem loves me. This mitzvah is so important. He thinks that it's good for me. I'm going to go do it with the bread, with the relish. To realize the Ava of Hashem. Come close to Him. Do our mitzvahs. And be able to Hashem bring about the ultimate Ava of Hashem. The Shia Sikhi.